WRVV 690 Mobile. WRVV 690 Mobile listening. Station has been there. Your modulation is very low. Your signal is coming in with static. Change your location if you can. WRVV 690 Mobile listening.
This is WSSA 92. How do you read 690?
And 690, I copy loud. It's a little clearer than what it was. Come on back with your location.
Yes, sir. I'm currently in Hamtramck at the workplace. Copy.
Roger that, Hamtramck. How you doing this morning? I've been Westland here. Heading to Westland. I'm in Dearborn heading to Westland.
That's a copy. I'm clear.
All right. It's good to hear you out here this morning. Yeah, we're around you on that. On hearing you this morning.
Roger that. I was in the basement of my workplace here. I'm outside now. How am I coming through?
Yeah, I had to readjust my volume. Yeah, Lima Charlie, 5x5.
I don't copy yet. Okay, I'm going to give you a contact probably in a couple of hours. I'm going to change one of my antennas, and we'll get back out there and see what we're doing.
Copy that. Well, as long as you're on 18 right now, unless you are moving, you sounding really, really, really good there now on that antenna. WRVV 690 Mobile cruising.
Roger that. I actually am stepping around a little bit around this building here. WA972.
Okay. You dropped down in your volume on that one, but that's okay. I'll be listening for you. If I don't come back to you, you know I'm inside working.
Roger that. Okay. I will be getting back with you in a couple of hours there. This is WSFA 972.
Copy that. 690, listening.
972, clear and listening.
Very staticky. Yeah, I'm a little farther away right now, but just wanted to test it out and see how it's working. I don't have my my mobile one up yet. It's still my handheld.
Well, keep your other arm up like you just did, because that was a better transmission.
Oh, I was holding my head to the right.
That'll work. It's snowing pretty good up here right now.
Yeah, it's cold here, but no snow, luckily. I think the next two jobs we have are inside anyways. We've got to finish one outside this morning, but that'll be real quick. So, I just wanted to check in. I'll have my phone with me, so if something goes sideways, just don't contact me. Wait till I get back.
We got it covered. We'll handle it all up here. Do what you got to do. No problem.
All right, I appreciate what you guys are doing. It means a lot to me. So, and if we don't have any money left over from that tip, we'll take a little more out of the building for you guys to launch if you want. So you guys can keep 544 clear on your final.
Thank you very much, and you have a good day down there, and we'll take care of it up here. No worries. WSTU 445, clear, monitoring.
Are you having fun?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WRFU 805 Mobile. WRMU 805 Mobile, clear. Have a good day, everyone. Put it in, copy. WIUG 488, WRZP 544. Again, brother, you were broken and unreadable.
How about now? Is that any better, Bob?
Readable, but you've got heavy static in your background there, brother.
Bob, I'm driving, and I'm on 625 for Peter. Roger.
Do that. It's all good. I can copy it and make out what you're saying there. You just want to check in, see how your day was going down the state. Roger.
Roger. I'm here. There's a telegraph on Bloomfield Hills. And wouldn't be a little bit hit, maybe that's why too many trees around. Roger.
Sure, that came through much better. Roger that. Well, you're not missing a thing. Mixed flurries with rain here today, snow on and off, and snow predicted all the way through to next Saturday here, Roger.
Roger, Bob. And here, sunshine. Very sunny day. Roger.
Roger that. Our ceiling's probably 1,200 feet here. It's definitely overcast, as I said there. But all in all systems go here.
Hey, Bob. Good to hear from you and good talking to you this morning. We'll talk later. WIUG 488.
Thank you again, Jack. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear, monitoring.
WRZX 218, standing by.
Well, Randall, good morning, and how are you doing this morning? Copy
that. I'm drinking many, many glasses of Gatorade, over.
That's good, it's got a taste to it. It tastes better from that charcoal light. I call that charcoal light. I don't like that at all. Then I said, okay, well, you got two choices to take, that or Gatorade. And I said, no, I'll go for Gatorade. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, it'll be a long afternoon and evening, I suppose. It is what it is.
Just watch your sugar. It doesn't go way low because you can't eat nothing. That's probably why. Yeah, you got sugar monitor it, you know, after just a little bit. You know, maybe this afternoon or before the night's over. Roger?
Yeah, I copy that. Now, there's Bob in there. Good morning. What's left of it, Bob? If you hear me? Yeah, it'll be all right. Got early in the morning and got to do this. So. Like I said, it is what it is. Got to do it. Over.
Go ahead, Bob. WIAG48. Station 544. You out there? Hey, Randall. I guess Bobby's not out there. You go ahead. Take care. Have a good day. We'll talk later. WIAG48.
Roger that, Jack. All right. I'll catch you later. WIAG218. We're standing by.
Station 218. I want to see how am I sounding right now. Is it better now?
You got a large hum in the background.
No, I'm over here telegraphing 12th mile. I don't know why I got all that stuff coming from. Maybe because it's windy. I don't know. I really don't know. That 2x4. Roger?
Nah, you're okay. You're okay now. I was just something keying up with you. Interference and all it was. So, something else out there. You sound good. You're okay.
Matter of fact, I'm on 625. Roger?
Yeah, I heard, in the mobile, Bloomfield Hills. Yeah, you sound good. There's just some other interference out there. All right, have a good one. We'll talk at you this afternoon or later. WRZX 218, we're clear, standby.
Hi, Randall, take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48, clear.
North and Wyandotte,
monitoring
on the
Michigan
Network.
I was Robert this morning. WIAG 48.
I'm doing just fine. I'm getting. Just playing some video games on my, what do you call it? I can't think of what they call it. It's like the phone, but it's a little bit bigger. It's a tablet, that's all I'm doing. 16 hours, I'll nip the call a little bit. Other than that, I'm doing fine. How'd you do that?
Robert, anyhow, good to hear you. I didn't hear it a long time. Good to hear you. Go ahead. He was playing with the Atari.
I just about downloaded some video games up for my, like my, on my phone and my tablet. That's all. Like for like card games and stuff like that. But, yeah. Hey, Jack, are you, how can I ask this? Are you still married? Because you never really mentioned nothing about her on the phone or radio.
Oh, I can't take care of the radio. I always do. Roger.
Is she a lot younger than you are, or is she a lot older than you are?
Hi, Robert. Good talking to you. You take care. Have a good Thanksgiving, by the way. If I don't hear you back again, WIUG48.
You're at your location. Okay. WRMK359 would be setting by on the north end of Wyandotte. Required?
USAF 413 monitoring.
WSTI 783 to station 392, copy. WSTI 783 to station 213, copy. WSCI 783 clear.
WSEV 387 mobile monitoring.
WRAS 504, monitoring channel.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
Station calling WRZT 544. You're hitting the repeater with no modulation.
WRVV 690 mobile listening.
WSL 664 mobile.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WRCC 445, repeater check.
WFRZ 793 monitoring.
WFRZ 902.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I can hear it in the background. I hear it doing its thing. Whiskey Sierra Foxzulu 793 monitoring.
Foxtrot 902.
Thank you.
WRFX 966, standing by.
Does this one sound any better? I got the long antenna on there right now. Does this one sound any better?
Quite a bit better on the long antenna.
Roger, roger. So the short works good on yours because you opened a repeater, and then the long works better on mine. I don't know what that's all about. I don't know. I just think we need to invest in some better antennas. There's hand mics. What are you going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, roger that. I don't know. It might be something wrong with my long one, or because it does work and it don't work, and yeah, so probably. Well, you know, like I said, in the future a little bit, you look better antennas anyway. That roger.
For sure, for sure. Like I said, I don't know, the long one works better, you see I'm coming in cleaner, I don't know, and then the short's working better on yours. I just think we need to invest in some different antennas, so, I mean, I'm not getting ready to gear up and get a high-end radio or nothing yet, but I'll definitely invest in an antenna, so.
Yeah, it comes to me, you're coming in better with that long one. You come in cleaner. I can understand you. I can hear the dog barking in the background or whatever. And it don't matter where I move the radio, you're still coming in, you know. But I should leave that on there.
Shout. So I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go along. That's all we can do. So at least we got our licenses, and now we start figuring out the gear. So WFSP 902, standing by.
You can start by turning off the roger beep because the repeater does that for you. WRFX 966, clear.
Sierra Fox Zulu 793 monitoring.
WSAN 777 monitoring.
WRFX 966 from WRCY 565. Are you still floating around the air?
Yes, sir. I'm still here, bouncing back and forth. You know, bored for a few minutes anyways.
Yeah, for me, I'm kind of bored, too. I got everything pretty much done. I got to do a little bit of running around in the morning, but we're going to be heading up to Forrester, the significant other, the dog, and tons of food that we got to prepare once we get up there for the holiday weekend. But, yeah, I just heard you out there and wanted to say hello, and obviously you're aware of the change of venue, and I will not be there this Saturday because I will be up north.
Well, that makes two of us. I won't be around for the weekend. Going up and having, you know, all those good fixings with the brother and the sister up at the property so they can go hunting. And, oh, probably they'll drink a lot of beer, too, but, yeah, I won't be home. We were talking about coming home on Saturday because of the weather and whatnot, and there is a test on Sunday that I think I'm going to go take.
Where do they test on a Sunday? That's a new one. I've never heard of that.
Well, let me look it up for sure, but it's through Troy.
City of Troy usually shuts down on a Sunday. There's nothing going on. I mean, granted, yeah, restaurants and small businesses are probably, or small, or Somerset Mall is probably open, but I'm just saying, especially with the holiday weekend. But, yeah, Troy's one of those cities, just like Birmingham. Birmingham shuts down a lot, too. So.
Like I said, I was looking and looking and looking, and the only thing I could find before the first of the year is this one and Tuesday, but Tuesday I bowl.
So the one on Sunday is in Troy, you say? Did you copy my last?
Yeah, I'm trying to run the computer and talk at this time. It's not working very good. I need about 2 more inches on this microphone cable or my coax, one of the two. So now I got to let this thing think for a minute, but yeah, it came up, and it's offered by a group in Troy. It's not the city of Troy. And it's not one of their public buildings. It's I forget the Balkan Center or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of know where that's at. I've seen it, but I can't place it. All right. Well, you know, good luck with it. And I think you'll get it on the first try. If you don't, I'd be shocked more than anything else. But, yeah, you'd be well honored to be sitting at the breakfast table for sure. You know, for you to get on there and get on board and go crazy with all this amateur stuff because it is crazy. I'm still, like I say, it's getting hard with the holidays coming up to get my equipment upgraded and, I mean, getting things like an all-star node, stuff like that, that's like, you know, all I got to do is say build it and they'll build it right away. So, but, yeah, I just got to get my Motorola's upgraded to handle all the 70-centimeter stuff that's going to go into this radio, plus the M5 network as well. So,
even if I don't get it done until after the holidays and after the first of the year, that's fine. I understand the people that are in the powers to be are quite busy and so on and so forth. And I put on no pressure. It's just, and I'm still learning about it, too.
I have a lot to learn, but this radio is the first step, because this will do the 2 meters, 70 centimeters for me, and then I can look at saving up for whatever's next, because I doubt Mama's going to let me drop $300-$400 right off the bat.
Well, my initial investment was adding another zero to what you just mentioned, but that's what I'm saying. I'm buying, you know, radios that I don't have to buy anything else further for unless I truly decide to go, you know, 2 meter, but the works on right now will suffice for my needs for that and other things as well. But no, I'm a stickler for UHF, and you know, these radios have 1,000 channel capacity, so I got to stuff them with everything I can, including the kitchen sink and leftover turkeys.
Okay, the page finally loaded. I have my choice, and the testing session is in Troy at the Balkan American Community Center, but it's actually, the sponsor is Lance Cruz Radio Club. And it's at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Maybe I shouldn't say this over the radio, but are you going to be skipping church?
Well, if I get in, get the test done, I can still make 11 o'clock mass, so I'll be okay. But if not, I do believe that God will understand.
Yeah, he's got the biggest, best, and the baddest hammer he'll set up out there. So, you know, he'll understand.
But yeah, I've been looking at the AARL webpage, the only other one around here, unless I want to go to Grand Blanc or Tuesday in Oak Park, would be, again, January 20th, and it's Lance Cruz sponsoring at 6 p.m. at the Tucker Senior Center in Harrison Township.
Do you know where Eddie's driving is on Jefferson, south of Crocker?
Absolutely.
Had to wait for the lady to speak. Okay, that's Ballard Street. You just go right up that street, and it should be on your left-hand side. That's where it is up there if you end up going there ever or anything.
Yeah, well, I'm scoring 30, 31, 32 on my practice exam, so I think it's going to be a one, and I'm hoping it's going to be a one and done. Otherwise, it's really going to have to pick from some of the obscure questions. So, yeah, I'm feeling quite confident. I was looking at doing it online so I could get it done without having to do this, and the wife says, well, I want to come home Saturday because of the potential weather and everything like that. And I said, well, I guess somebody's telling me I should go for it Sunday morning. WRFX 966 for identification.
WRCY 565 for mine as well. But if down the road, if you decide to go get a general or anything else, and you go out to the Lance Cruz place, it's that street right there where Eddie sits, there's that little roadway there, and you just go right up that road, and it's about a quarter mile up on your left, and if you go right, you might end up in the spillway, so, yeah, I just know the area well, because I lived in Harrison Township for like almost forever, between there and Chesterfield. So yeah, those are my old stopping grounds, and yeah, I know where it's at. So, all right, well, I will let you go. Enjoy your turkey day. Like I said, I'll be heading up north in probably mid-afternoon, and we'll be back on Sunday night, weather permitting. If it's going to get bad, we might come home Saturday. Who knows? Because, I mean, up there in Forester, you get all that lake effect stuff, and it can get messy. So, I mean, Joe's got a four-wheel drive and everything like that, but we're just going to play it by ear. All right, you take care. Again, enjoy your holiday, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. And hopefully there'll be some good news on Monday for you. WRCY 565, we're clear.
Well, have a good time with the family, eat lots of food, and relax. Enjoy the weekend, and I know I will. We'll get back to it. We'll get back in the grind. We'll see you again. WRFX 966, standing by.
WSAN 777, check it in.
Station 966. This is WIUG, wait 8.
Good afternoon, Jack, and how are you today?
I'm doing fine. I had to go out there and get a haircut before Thanksgiving. I came home, and I heard you and Donald talk about the Ham Club. It's right here on 16 Mile, Big Beaver, Saturday 8 to noon.
Yeah, well, if everything goes well, I will be there Sunday morning. Roger.
Yeah, well, we got to try to test over there, too. I'm going to try to be there.
Yeah, I was looking around online and taking online test to some of these places. It's very difficult because, you know, they want you to be in a room that has nothing. No posters on the wall, no pictures on the wall, absolutely nothing around you that you could use to cheat with. And I understand that, but their recommendation is you commandeer the bathroom for an hour. You got to get your phone or a tablet and a laptop. You can't have a mouse, a cordless mouse or anything like that. And it was just like too big of a hassle. And looking online through AARL, the only two I see, and Tuesday night, which I bowl, and Sunday, or then again, next January 20th, next year. That's all that's around here close, according to that, so we'll take it, we'll see. I plan on coming home Saturday night because of the weather and whatnot, and the wife just wants to be safe, so I figured I'd get up early and go take it. Roger.
But what do you want to do? You want to go online and do it? Is that what you want to do?
Oh, Lance Cruz is doing the one at the Balkan Center on Sunday, December 1st, I think it is. I plan on taking it there then.
Yeah, me too, probably. I'm going to do that too. But you know what? I have good people, the airline. I've done that with them before. Roger?
Yeah, it just seems so much easier. If things don't go right and I can't do Sunday, then maybe I'll look into doing online, Roger.
Let me know. I'll give you their phone number. You can contact them. But they're not here. They're in a different state.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, things are working out a certain way. Somebody's kind of pushing me to actually get down and do it, so I don't think I'm going to have a problem. I'll see you there Sunday morning is what it's seeming like.
Get that?
Take a test and then go out and celebrate afterwards, hopefully.
I mean, did you take a test online from ARRL?
No, I did not. I was just looking into taking a test online. I haven't taken one yet.
See. Well, I don't know that, what the heck do they call it? Home, not a prep, it's the other one. Let me get it for you, hold on, man.
WSTH 380, stand in by.
I don't know what your app is. Hamsteady, they have a test there on that Hamsteady. So I don't know if they give you a test, you know what I mean? Not with them. They give you a test to see for you how much you know.
Yeah, I do the practice tests. And I've been scoring well on them. That's why I'm ready to take a real test.
How much?
I've been scoring 31, 32 lately on my practice tests.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. 32 is nothing. I got 86, and I didn't pass the test.
Out of 35, correct.
Oh, now I don't know if you know that or not. Now it's 35 questions. You can fail with 9 only.
I don't think I'm going to have a problem, Jack. Like they say, on the practice tests, I'm getting 31 out of 35 correct. 32 out of 35 correct. So we're talking, I'm right there. Right about 90%.
Are you okay then? Because last time I took a test, it was 86 and I failed. So now you're off of work?
I'm off work right now, and then a little bit I got to get ready to go bowling.
That means tomorrow is what, Wednesday? You going to head to North?
Well, I have to work from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then, we're going to come. I'm going to come home, and I don't know what time my daughter gets off of work. I'll have to wait for her, but we're going to get things ready, load up the truck, and once everybody's loaded and ready, we're going to head up.
That's good. No, I'm going to stay here. The daughter don't want me to go anywhere. Stay here. They got French coming in. And family, so I'm going to be with them. Roger.
Yeah, well, we're going up to be with family, so my brother and sister will be at the property next door, so that's what we've done since Mom and Dad passed away, just the six of us get together, or seven. Sometimes my friend goes with us.
That's good. Anyhow, good to hear from you. You take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, get together with your family and enjoy your meal. I know we're going to, and then I might go sit in the woods afterwards. Have a good time. WRFX 966, standing by.
Station 380, I don't know if he's still out there or not. WIUG 48, go ahead.
Just standing by. Going there.
Just want to see how you're doing today. And you going to enjoy the holiday?
That's 10-4. I'm doing fine. I'm going to be having Thanksgiving dinner with my grandson. He's invited the family over.
All right, you take care, you have a good evening, and have a good holiday, nice holiday. WIUG 48.
You also, Jack. WSBH 380, standing by.
WSAJ 949, do you copy? WSAJ 949, do you copy? Loud and clear, how's the roads out there?
SBM 993 monitoring station.
WSBS 311. Just wondering how I'm getting into the repeater.
You're getting in, but you got some static.
Sounding good over in Dearborn. Okay, very good. Thank you, you guys. Just trying out a couple of different things here. WSBS 311.
WSSV monitoring.
WSFC902 from WSF. WRWX221 mobile.
Mr. Dude, you out there?
WSFC902 and WSFC793. Yes. About the same here too. Cousin come by, says hello, and about it. No, actually, coming in clean, but I don't know, it's like, versus Gracie, like nanoseconds, but yeah, you're coming in clean here, you're pretty good. I can make out what you're saying, you know, even with the cutout. WSFC 902 WSFD 793, and I'm
Morning, Corey. SDY-438. Shepard.
Yeah.
receiving is right back at you. WSUI 430.
WIUG, played 8, copy.
WNFR 443, monitoring.
WRTX
93. WRTX.
Well, hey Jack, how are you doing today?
Roger.
I don't know if that's you or me, but that didn't sound too good.
I don't know what's happening. All day yesterday, same thing. Every time I talk to somebody, it don't sound good. How about now? Is now any better?
That's better. It could be me. I'm coming in on the Mazel right now. I'm not used to this particular repeater. But where I moved my antenna, it seems to come in a little bit better than the Saginaw. But let me switch back to the Saginaw and see if that's better.
Yeah, it sounds like a little bit faded out. That's all. You know, just like that. That's all.
How about this? Is this any better or worse?
Excellent. It really made a difference. I don't know how far are you from Mabel repeater, but this one is on better, a lot better.
Really, that's interesting because on the receive side, it does not sound better, but if I sound better, I guess that's all that matters. Yeah, I switched off my Yagi for the moment here, where I've been moving some stuff around. I'm on a mobile antenna on the roof of a car right now, but the Mazel seemed to come in better, but I guess maybe this one sounds better.
Well, I don't know what you did, but this one sounds better. Maybe that one you had too much WD-40 on it.
Well, I don't know where WD-40 comes into the picture, but there's none of that going on here, so. How you doing tonight, Jack?
Oh, I'm doing good after a long day, looking at the cars. Some do this, go outside, the snowblowers are, I don't even know where the snowblowers are right now. And I don't know if it's going to snow or not. I've been a long way. Anyhow, so I'm doing okay. How about you?
Oh, just plugging along here, doing my normal work, doing my
trailer redecking, you know, that kind of stuff. All fun and games until you get your eye poked out, I guess.
Oh yeah, you know that. That's for sure. How cold are you out that way? Over here is a 40 degree weather.
It is currently 29 degrees here where I'm at.
So it's going to be very cold tonight over that way, Roger.
Yeah, I got the wood stove fired up. He's going. He's humming along. Got to keep it fed. Burning with wood is a labor of love, of sorts.
You know, I think it's a lot of labor too, Roger.
Yeah, well, you don't have to tell me that. The cutting, the splitting, the hauling, the moving, and move it from the pile to the porch, move it from the porch to the inside. Got to keep the stove fed every 4, 5, 6 hours or so. Yeah, the beginning of the season is usually when you like it most. I'm already kind of dreading, like, oh, man, I got to keep this thing fed. Got to keep the wood pipeline moving. Boy, here we go.
You know what? I don't know. It happened again. It faded out again. It came right back. I don't know what it is. It probably was a repeater. Roger?
Sounded fine here.
Is there another station in there that I doubled over?
Yeah, this is Whiskey Romeo Victor Juliet 258, and I'm just commenting that you sounded solid here. No fade out.
Very well, appreciate that. Yeah, you sound pretty solid yourself. Yeah, I don't know, maybe you need to check your antenna, Jack. Maybe you got a leaked connection or something.
Well, I was wondering, when I came in, it wanted to blow a little bit hard, so I don't know. It might need to, I got to go out there and wipe it all out. Make sure it's dry enough. Roger.
Well, did you seal up your connection there where it connects to the antenna? I like to seal mine when I put them up with a special sealing tape.
Okay, I never done that. I didn't seal them because, you know what? When that antenna came in, it was another pipe about 4-inch pipe came in with it, and it goes right in the coax. And you know what, it could be, you know, I mean, I have not been out there almost 2 years, so I don't know what to look like out there. Roger.
Well, you're sounding good now. No problems at the moment.
Well, yeah. So what are you, inside or outside smoking a cigar?
In my makeshift radio shack, smoking a cigar.
It's good at least enjoying a cigar in a radio shack. Roger.
Yeah, that's right. My makeshift radio shack is my mother-in-law's old car that's sitting out back the barn, which I got put the radio in here and run the coax to it. It works. There's a little heat in it.
A log heat or just a regular heat? Roger.
No, the car runs. I start the car and run the heat. The back strut towers had rusted out in this car, so you can't really drive it, you know, safely anyway. But the engine still runs and it still works.
Good. Keep you warm. That 29 degrees, it's a little bit chilly out that way. Roger.
I keep this car around because he's got a newer version of the same exact car, so I've been robbing parts off it over the years because I maintain her cars, and every now and again it needs a, you know, sensor or just the other week I put a blower motor in her car. I robbed it out of this car. I put her nasty blower motor back in this. It doesn't really work well, but if you beat on it, it starts working again. So all I got to do is beat on it.
That's good. Anyhow. So, by the way, how's your wife, by the way? She's doing okay with that leg?
Yeah, she's doing a lot better. I'll tell you what, that's a brutal recovery. That's like a 6 to 8 month recovery, that foot surgery, that bunion surgery she had. But, yeah, every day it gets slowly just a little bit better, and, now that it's like, since June 26th, so what, like 5 months or so? Doing a lot better. Not complaining about it nearly as much. Slow but sure.
The guy's doing okay anyhow. You know, and really, that leg, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I feel that when I came down from the ladder, I was putting up the satellite and came down, and that leg was hurt for 4 months. And then, you know, I went to the doctor. He said, I cannot do nothing for you on the leg. All you can do is take a Tylenol. That's all you can do. Roger.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like any fun, and wife's not went ahead and with that foot thing either, but it's on the upswing now, so it's definitely way better. At first, yeah, I think she was wondering, like, this is worse than it was before. I wonder why I had the surgery. Yeah, it just takes a long time to recover it. Especially when you start getting older and you start getting in your 40s and 50s, and it's like, oh yeah, stuff doesn't heal as quickly as it used to.
I know 100% about that. You know what? I'm at 72, and I feel that what happened before, believe me. I don't know how, but I do feel it sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. Roger.
Yeah, I hear you on that. She's in her 40s. I'm in my 50s. I feel stuff. I feel stuff now. I got to be careful what I do. I feel certain feelings.
Anyhow, Ken, I'm going to back out of here. Maybe there's somebody out there that needs to use the frequency. I'll talk to you a little bit later anyhow. Good to hear from you and good talking to you. WIUG48.
Yep, have a good night, Jack. Good chatting with you. And we'll talk to you again.
930.
WAFFLES in Bay City. Repeater access check. Can anyone hear me? How do I sound?
Station calling, you are.
Thank you very much. Waffles and Bay City, standing to the side, frequency clear.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488. WRZP 544, WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Put it on your G, put it in. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey there. How was that cigar, brother?
The cigar is good. The one I buy, you know, is like Clint Eastwood one. Roger.
Roger that. It's a bit chilly here to be smoking your old stogies outside there, brother. It's 24 degrees, Roger.
Yeah.
My last transmission was unreadable there, Jack. Now, forgive me, I didn't copy none of it.
How about now? It's about 29 degrees. It's very cold. Roger.
Roger that. I'm afraid all Mother Winter's settled in for the rest of the season here now. All right, my friend. Just wanted to touch base. You enjoy the rest of your evening, Jack. WRZP 544, clear on your final.
No problem, Bob. Anytime. I have the radio on until about maybe about 12 o'clock. Roger.
Do that. Usually have the HT on where I'm at anyway as well, so we'll do it again for sure there, Jack.
Like they say, WIAT 48.
Jack, you'll have to confirm with someone else, but your transmission is breaking up. I don't know if you've got a loose connection somewhere. But as I said, confirm with somebody else. It might be me and this HT here in the living room, Roger.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, the right hand, it doesn't come straight. But now, I know what you're saying. How about now? Is now any better?
It was better, but you had considerable amount of static. You weren't broken and unreadable, but you did have static. But could be position. You know how that goes or conditions. Roger.
Exactly. It could be the repeater, you know, because somebody else said something the other day. So I really don't know. Then maybe because the weather, too cold weather. I don't know if the cold weather got to do anything with it.
Roger that. That was broken, readable, broken, and then readable again. Not sure, brother. So I check what you got going on there, and then we'll see what anybody else has to say. All right, we'll do it again, Jack. I'll text you here in a little bit. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
No problem, Bob. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
That was clear as a bell that time, Jack.
Well, I'm going to go on this Samoa radio, and I want to see what is the difference. Roger.
Roger that. Standing by. didn't do anything any better, Jack. I didn't even copy. I just copied very little, and I heard the repeater timeout.
Okay, so I don't know. It should be the repeater. See what happens.
No telling. All right. We'll keep trying here later on. WIZP 544. Have a good evening, Jack.
Bob, one more thing. I'm going to go on a Detroit repeater. I want to see if, what you think. The station 544. Station 544, WIUG, Blade 8, copy.
RZP 544, that's Lima, Charlie, Jack, crystal clear, and great modulation, over.
Yeah, because I'm on that Detroit repeater, and I think that Mount Clemens repeater is acting up a little bit, anyhow. Well, good to hear you. I'll be on 625 anyhow. That way we can talk. WIUG 488 on 625 for Peter.
That entire transmission was clear as a bell in Lima, Charlie. All right, brother. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Be safe. WRZP 544.
WSDI 847 out of Cleveland. WIUG 488, copy. Well, I guess it's not out there. WIUG 488, clear. Somebody, I'll take that back. quite enough here. WSBY380, we're listening.
WSBS 311. Somebody let me know how I'm getting into the repeater. Clear response. Bob up there, Sheboygan, how you doing? How are you reading me here?
Roger that. It seems we need to remind folks to take a break between transmission. You are Lima Charlie here, sir. I have you loud and clear. Excellent modulation. Over.
Sir, that's what I was looking for. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for the comeback, WSBS. I'll talk to you another day, WSBS 311.
WSBS 311, roger that. Enjoy the rest of your evening and be safe. WRZP 544, clear, monitoring.